from the trenches.
I'm here with James Perry of LinkedIn fame. James, you've joined us from it's a heat wave in Northern Ireland this morning. It's early in the morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, David. As you quite rightly say, it is definitely a heat wave. 6 weeks of basically unbroken sunshine, which I have never witnessed in my 39 years on this planet.
We've got to get you out of Australia, mate. But you're in a heat wave, but listeners can't see this. You're still wearing what looks like a pretty thick hoodie.
That's I am.
A heat wave in our parts, mate.
It's still actually slightly chilly this morning. But believe it, Ireland, it has to be right. So even though there's no rain, yeah, you have to get the winter in there somewhere.
Now, mate, I'm so excited to have you on 5 in 5 because you and I are one of the great success stories of people who met on social media. We met on LinkedIn. A guy by the name of Anders put a group together of people who he thought was doing cool content, and we met there. We've met on Zoom a couple of times before, but you know, our relationship is a social media professional success story.
Without a doubt, and great credit has to go to Anders for putting us people together and like-minded people together. But it's amazing, David, the power of social media, in particular LinkedIn. It's been great.
Now, let's get stuck into it. Your names, let's start 5 in 5. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, 1 minute answer per question. You know the rules.
Yep.
Your name's Jane Perry. You're an accountant in Northern Ireland. Tell me about your career. Particularly, you've had a great career as a CFO, but now you've started a chartered accountants exam coaching business.
Yeah, so my career, David, was the stereotypical accountancy career in that I'd done a degree in accountancy. I'd done a master's in accountancy. I then started Grant Thornton in 2003 as a trainee chartered accountant, qualified in 2006, and then was basically parachuted straight from just qualified into a senior manager role within audit. Had quite a sort of rise within the firm in that I was told you have a partnership role here in 5 years. And after 18 months, I decided this isn't really for me. So then I moved and became financial controller of WKD. And for anyone who's familiar with that, it's a drink, essentially. It's an alcoholic drink. So my first role in the industry was to become FC of $500 million turnover business, which was a bit of a nuts move, to be honest. Yeah. But learned so much within the 2 years. Then decided to move from there into a government role. And the flexibility of the government role allowed me then to, I helped people on the side pass their exams. And that flexibility made that hobby. And then that hobby turned into something more. And I then went, there's a need for this around the world. So it's turned essentially into a global accountancy exam coaching business. And it's went from strength to strength. So I really want to make this now my core business because I essentially, David, I love helping people.
Can you talk us through the emotion of going from what I imagine was a reasonably well-paying job as CFO of $500 million turnover company to starting like exam coaching business that doesn't reek dollar bills? Like just straight away, you're thinking, what is this? What's going on?
And initially how that's came through is for the pure enjoyment of it. So it's actually what, and I do public speaking on this, I've actually discovered my why, which is a bit of a crazy story. So yes, very highly well-paid job, got the social status, got all that sort of stuff with previous roles. But to be honest, there was something missing. So whenever I discovered that I loved helping people, that was my purpose. But it's definitely the exams, but it's exam coaching plus is what I do now. So I will talk about travel. I will talk about what books you're reading. I will talk about how the family life is. I will talk about how the mindset is with the clients. Because I, as you quite rightly say, I've been through that journey. I've been through the emotions of discovering that it's just more than money for me now, that there has to be something more. And that journey took a while. It certainly took a while.
So for you, it was about doing what you were passionate about and there kind of wasn't much else. You sort of had the benefit of knowing what you're passionate about. A lot of us spend a lot of time trying to find that. You just started doing it, it slapped you in the face. So that probably made the decision easier for you because you knew what your path looked like.
Yeah, well, it's going through. It's actually encountering those mistakes, but taking those as learnings, which I quite rightly did. So, you know, whenever I found out practice wasn't necessarily for me, I moved on then into industry. But it was really, as you quite rightly say, it was simply a chance of one or two people asking me, can you help me through these exams? And it was essentially one of my finance team, whenever I was in industry, that asked me, and that's where it cropped up. And I went, hey, I really love this.
Why is exam coaching able to be delivered globally? Because I think, and this is a loaded question, so I'm just going to take you down what I'm thinking. We all think of CA as a CPA exam, any professional qualification, as a technical, it's a journey in technical proficiency. It's about memorizing things. It's about endurance. But mainly it's about technical stuff. So it surprises me that you run a global exam coaching business. How does that work?
Well, it's funny that, and I can apply my techniques to any accountancy institute. So whether it be Chartered Accountants Ireland, whether it be Chartered Accountants Australia, whether it be ACCA, or whether that be SEMA, or whatever other body there is out there, I can apply my techniques to those exams. Because it's interesting you're talking about my emotional journey. I think that the starting point I have for any of my clients is their emotional journey. And you're talking about, you know, all those elements there, the technical aspect and whatever. But Dave, I found a huge thing in that it's psychological warfare for a lot of my clients. In that this is a monstrous journey that they're going to go through with huge pressure, not just the exams, but work on top of that in the professional element. And that's the first session I actually have with my clients.
Right. What are the first? So there's most of the people listening to this show are partners who have staff going through the programs. Yeah. What's the one question we should ask our staff who are doing exams so that we can help them?
Two small aspects to that. So it's split that into two. The first question that I ask my clients is, what's the most important thing in your life? And they will say family, friends. I'll go down that route. Well, I'll question them and go, is it not your mind? So that's the first aspect. But for employers then, it's actually to get underneath that and actually just ask the question, how are you coping? Because you can know all the technical aspects, but if your psychology isn't correct, you will undoubtedly fail these exams. So it's really, and I would stress to employers, just see the physiology of your staff whenever they're going through this journey. Look at what's happening, because they may think things are going well, but underneath it, exam stress is running rampant. And that's the reason why I put that mindset session right up front in session one of my coaching course.
Okay, role play. You asked me how it's going. I said, well, I you're the big boss, so I'm uncomfortable. And I say, yeah, good, but I'm clearly uncomfortable. You can see that I'm squirming in my seat. You're too powerful for me to tell you the truth. Now I'm going.
That's an interesting one. What I would then say, if you are the big boss and the staff is very, the staff are seeing you maybe as not the person to go to, I would certainly recommend that there's maybe a mentor or a buddy system within your organization that can really develop that. Because, you know, as quite rightly said, I see this as a holistic process. I will talk to my clients about lifestyle. I will talk to them about even down as far as sleep. So I would say to employers, look, get a buddy system in place, get a mentor system in place, and get your staff through this. Because it's in your best interest to get these highly credible professional qualifications and get them for your staff and get them to move up in their career. But not only do what I talk about applies to exams, it applies to life. So a quick one, I will suggest that all my clients start meditating. Whoever suggests that.
How do I start meditating, mate?
You can do it in a number of ways. Literally, you can close your eyes and count backwards from 100. And whenever your mind is focusing and counting backwards instead of counting forwards, it's much more difficult.
I love how that's the best suggestion you have for accountants.
Correct. That works for me. But another one that actually works for me is I stir into a candle flame. Literally stir into a candle flame and focus on the flame. And it's crazy. If you can do that for 10 minutes, Dave, how that relaxes your mind.
Just meditation on a flame.
On a flame.
light a candle.
Yeah. Or you can do it another way. You can put in, go into YouTube, type in Zen Buddhist music, plug that into your ears and go for a walk. That's meditation as well, active meditation. And the reason why I suggest it is this. Now, if this technique has been going on for thousands of years and it was designed by the ancients, good enough for me. Anyway, two reasons for the meditation. Number one, scientifically proven to enhance your cognitive ability. Number two, it reduces stress levels. There's people doing, if people listening here, listening to this for exams, do that. That's the biggest tip I can give at the minute.
James Perry, exam coach, thank you very much for coming on. Two questions for you. Number one, how do we get in touch with you?
Number one, the primary thing is through LinkedIn. I'm not going to say websites or anything yet because I'm going through rebranding and stuff like that. I will announce that in due course. Okay. And it's going to be accountancy exam coaching package, and then James is becoming another brand. So primarily through LinkedIn, that is the main way of contacting me.
And can you send us a link to that Buddhist tantric music? We'll put it up so you can have a listen and practice meditation in your business life. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Certainly will. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. It's great stuff.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of From the Trenches. David and I love hearing feedback from all of our listeners. If you ever have any content, feel free to reach out. I can be reached at Paul Meissner on LinkedIn or on Twitter at Fiveways Group.
I'm on Twitter at David Boyar, B-O-Y-A-R, on LinkedIn, David Boyar.